I'm really excited to introduce our next speaker, is Vitalina Koval. She's an LGBT plus activist from the Ukraine. She was a target of chemical attacks and is now also a leading international figure in the struggle against the far right.
Hi everyone. My name is Koval Vitalina, I'm from Ukraine. I'm an LGBTIQ+ and women's rights activist and also strong Antifa movement supporter. What I realized is that a lot of people here don't know what's going on in Ukraine. So I will try to briefly provide you some key information to understand our Ukrainian reality and our discussion and processes. So everything started with the Revolution of Dignity that we had in 2014. It was a Maidan, maybe you probably heard about it. And the kind of core of this revolution, it was left-wing and centrist activists. But somehow, that small groups of far-right movement took a media attention, and they were very visible, and they did a provocation on all of this stuff. So suddenly, they became kind of authors in an exception of society of this revolution. But it's not true. And when Russia started campaign against Ukraine and Putin decided to have a war with us and attack us, they started to spread internationally information that a new Ukrainian government is far-right government and it is attacking Russian speakers and other stuff. But it's not true and it wasn't true. I'm also a native Russian speaker and I didn't been ever attacked for that in Ukraine. So it's things that I want you to understand. And in this hate campaign, informational war, they started to use this narrative that Ukraine is a far-right country. And after as we started, like they started war with us, after 2 years, we realized that somehow on different territories of Ukraine appeared small and very well organized far-right groups. They were totally new for us. So before Maidan, we had several groups which we knew. We had even politician party with a small support, far-right party called Sloboda, Freedom. But after this 2 years period when war started, after the Maidan, suddenly appeared a lot of different far-right groups with different names. Also in my native town Ushurod, from where I'm from. And this group started to grow. And 3 years ago happened first attack on human rights defenders in Ukraine. So for these 3 years, they started to attack human rights defenders who were working with special topics and sensitive topics for our society. It's LGBTIQ+, women's rights, Roma rights, and anti-corruption activists. So this group was obviously targeted by far-right. And this far-right organizations, they were using the same words, even if we translate it, as Russian far-right groups. So we obviously see that some of them like took a copy and just implemented in Ukraine. After that, we discovered information that there are some Russian roots in different Ukrainian new far-right movement. For example, one of the biggest movement that 2 years ago did a picture for international media marching Ukrainians at the center of Kiev, it calls National Druzhiny. Person who kind of like the main leader of this far-right group, He came after war started from Russia and from Belarus, where he was involved as FSB / far-right coordinator. Now, obviously, we have proofs for that. So, and I've heard that across Europe, some of the far-right movements also have Russian roots or support. And I was a small activist in the community center in Užhorod for LGBTIQ+ people. And we decided to organize feministic action in 2017 first. And we've been attacked by local far-right group with all of that. And then, despite threats, despite that I was a victim of hate campaign in social media, in local media, we decided to organize it again in 2018. And we've been attacked second times, but this, right now with chemical paint, and I received the burns of eyes. Then we started investigation and we started to work with police. But what appeared is that some of local far-right groups, they have very good relationships with police somehow. Yes. And it's very hard to reach the fair trial and to investigate it. And now, with Amnesty International, as a part of Right for Rights campaign, we are working to have a hate crime investigation and fair trial to make them have kind of consequences after that. So, and I want to share with you what we've done for these 3 years. Somehow we united when we've been attacked by far rights as human rights activists working on different fields. We've been united and we did a lot of campaigning against far rights and trying to change their narratives because they're playing with the narratives of traditional values. And we took this narrative of traditional values and we changed it. For example, freedom is our traditional value, feminism is our traditional value, and open world for all is our traditional value. And it led them to as a result of that, this election, any far-right party didn't pass Ukrainian parliament. Party from 9 and 12 raised to less than 1%. It happened because of campaigning on all of the lines of human rights defenders. And one small, like 15 second thing that I wanted to say. As I discovered, for example, I read the survey that Avaaz organization did about far-right networks in social media, which were very financed before the European these elections with millions, millions, millions of dollars to spread fake information and to be kind of in this media war. And at the same time, Antifa in Ukraine, they don't have financial support and resources for doing, for campaigning, even for organizing such kind of things. So, if you will be able to provide your Ukrainian partners some possibilities or even exchanging of experiences, because I see that you have a lot of experience that you might share, I can provide you all contacts of anti-far-right activists in Ukraine because they are doing with nothing unbelievable things. Thank you.